Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elcord with AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Each and every week, we bring you the Wrestling Recap as we delve into news that's happening on the mats here in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. Again, this week, a special Wednesday edition of the Wrestling Recap Show. So we're glad you adjusted your calendars, and we're glad to be with you on this Wednesday evening. Sean Bennett, as always, a pleasure to be with you in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. Of course, we were over at the Chronicle, just a couple of blocks over, shooting our weekly video, courtesy of the Cobos Insurance Center, a little while back. But here we go on the radio side, as I mentioned, this special Wednesday edition of the radio program. And as we talked about in the video, although we'll cover some different things here on the radio side, but plenty of action last week on the mats to cover.
Yeah, some we kind of let off in the video the big tournament, Illyria going out to the Beast of the East. They're involved in the Ironman, so they've kind of been highlighted the first couple weeks of the season because of the level of tournaments they compete in. But also around here, some big local tournaments. Obviously, the JV Firestone, one of the long-running area tournaments. We had multiple county teams involved in that, so there's some good showings there. Just about everybody did well there that competed from Lorain County. And then other teams at different places, and they all finished with finalists, with champions. So, yeah, great showing for Lorain County last weekend on the mats.
And one of the interesting things about the radio coverage, as far as our wrestling coverage is concerned, a little bit different than the video side. On the radio side, talk to coaches, and Coach Beeman from North Ridgeville will join us this week.
Right. Again, as I said in the video, North Ridgeville with a great showing. They didn't have a lot of big-name returnees, like guys that had multi-district qualifications under their belts or were state qualifiers or state placers or something like that. And you kind of wonder, how's a team like that going to respond as the season goes on? And obviously North Ridgeville with eight placers, a couple champions, multi-finalists. Really good showing for North Ridgeville to go in there and walk away with a team trophy.
All right, so a little bit later on, we'll hear from Josh Beeman, the head coach of North Ridgeville. So we'll take a timeout when we come back on this week's Wednesday night edition of the Wrestling Recap Show. We'll take a look at what happened on the mats last weekend and go through some of the individual standouts as far as the Lorain County wrestlers were concerned. So stay with us. We're just getting started. It's a special Wednesday night edition of the Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. And we're glad to be bringing it to you each and every week. Wrestling coverage on the radio on AM 930 WEOL. But don't forget, you can listen on the WEOL mobile app as well, or you can dial in online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to this week's edition of the Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elcorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And again, we're glad you've adjusted your time schedule this week to join us on a Wednesday night for the Wrestling Recap. Next week, we'll be back on Thursday, although Brad Bornival is going to be joining me next week on the wrestling show. You're going to get a little R&R next week.
Yeah. Me and the family are going off on vacation, heading down south, going to soak up some rays. I'll be feeling for all you up here in in Ohio. But, yeah, Brad, he covers a lot of our teams annually. He's covered multiple teams for us, and he knows the area. He knows the sport. He's been covering it longer than I have. So, he's kind of excited to come in here and be part of this.
Well, enjoy your time away, although we still have a show to put together for this week. So, again, next week, Brad Bornival will join me on the Wrestling Recap, and we'll go back to Thursday next week. But tonight, the special Wednesday night edition of the Wrestling Recap. And, again, a great big thank you to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Well, Sean, for those who perhaps haven't seen the video yet that we do each and every week over at the CT, and, again, thanks to Bruce Bishop, who puts that together for us every week at the Chronicle. But for those who haven't had a chance to watch it yet, just a quick look at some of the things that happened last weekend on the mats that we talked about in the video, and individual standouts and perhaps some team standouts as well.
Yeah, well, obviously, like I had mentioned in the first segment, Elyria went out all the way out to Newark, Delaware. It's the University of Delaware campus, and competed in the Beast of the East, which is one of the top tournaments in the nation. 121 teams there, huge field.
Wow.
They finished 25th, so you know, up there in the top 20% or so of all the teams that were there. Only one placer, which was Dylan Shaver, but again, that's an improvement from the Ironman, where they weren't able to get anybody on the podiums. They also improved overall as a team, because just about everybody the Elyria took won a match, or most of them actually won multiple matches. So big improvement. I'm sure Eric Burnett's much happier with them taking a step forward. He's always talking about progress, and now they get to come back and they'll be competing in tournaments where they'll probably even have stronger performances as well. Beyond that, you had multiple teams at the 58th annual North Canton Hoover Holiday Invitation out at Hoover High School. Avon finished 23rd out of 33 teams there, another big field. Obviously, it doesn't seem as big when you look at the Beast and it's 121 teams, but that's still a pretty big tournament. Lorraine out there finished 24th out of 33. Both of the teams had placers, so that's good for those two teams to go out there in a tough tournament and put guys on the podium. And then beyond that, Firelands, we also kind of mentioned, went out to Defiance College and had a dual team tournament, which we mentioned. They were at the Smart Center in the Frickers Duels. Did not finish where they wanted as a team because, as we mentioned, they definitely had a lot of empty slots in their lineup. So they're taking forfeits there, giving up 6 points and all those, but still competed in every duel. And mostly thanks to the three gentlemen, Sean Lipscomb, the heavyweight, Peyton Bergdorf, who I didn't mention, was that's their 106-pounder. He was wrestling up two weight classes at 120 pounds. So he was weighing in well under 120 pounds and still went 10-0 at that tournament.
Wow.
And Connor Ekman went 10-0 at 113 pounds. All three of those guys went undefeated, so that was great performances out of those trio.
And one of the things that we talked about and we mentioned, we're going to have a North Ridgeville head coach on Josh Beeman during our next segment. But, boy, the J.B. Firestone Invitational over at Black River High School, an outstanding showing for North Ridgeville as they finished second out of 13 teams.
Yeah, not just North Ridgeville, but all the Lorain County teams that were there. North Ridgeville, obviously, they took home a team trophy. They were the runner-up there at that event to Lutheran West. But they had three finalists, Jared Vancourt, Patrick McGregor, both won titles. Ronald Jackson was runner-up at 113 pounds. But Brookside, fourth out of 13 with seven placers. They had two finalists there. And then Black River had three champions. I think they're a little hurting on numbers-wise, but obviously the three champions propelled them up into the top half because they finished 6 out of 13 with Zach LaHood, Riley Bartolik, and Jacob Campbell. And then Clearview had a champion with J.D. McArdle at heavyweight, and Oberlin with a champion and two finalists. Robert Bouchonville, first at 126 pounds. Riley Horning was runner-up at 182. And again, as I said in the video, that's very encouraging because, you know, Oberlin has been struggling with numbers. They're still obviously struggling with numbers, but they're starting to see performance on the mat, and that's how you get programs started. You know, you take those baby steps, and boom, all of a sudden, they're off and running. And it's nice to see that Oberlin's getting that. You know, going forward.
And we talked about Big Huff, our friend Gary Huff, now taking over the Oberlin program and how excited he is about that. And he's one of those Pied Piper kind of guys. His energy and his passion is just infectious. We saw that at the Brew Kettle when we had our show out there. So he's going to get kids involved. I think that wrestling program's in some pretty good hands.
Yeah, I liked what he had to say during that thing. He was talking that he wasn't really so much as results-based as far as effort-based. You know, he's wanting to see, you know, the guys do things and move forward. And it's obvious that they're taking that step forward at this point.
And, Sean, one of the teams that we didn't talk about on the video, but they got a couple of champions at the tournament they were at, Keystone. They finished fourth out of eight at the Rebel Invitational over at Willoughby South, but they had a couple of guys up there on the podiums as champions in their weight class.
And it's the guys that you would expect to, too. David McCullough at 182 pounds, Justin Oakletree at 195. They're drill partners. You know, obviously, Justin was a state qualifier last year. I think David was a state alternate. So they're right there, you know, on the cusp of being, you know, on a potential state placer. They're some of the best wrestlers in the state, and they brought a lot of guys with them. You know, a lot of their teammates placed, ended up on the podium, and Keystone had a good showing there. And then obviously, you know, a couple others. We talked about Avon Lake in the video, had a great showing at a big tournament, 23-team Hudson Holiday. Larry Kath was out there as well. And Wellington had a champion. Mason Wright was first at 145 pounds out at the D3 Classic at Waterloo High. So, like I said, Lorain County, big showing all over the state. A lot of champions, a lot of placers. I was real impressed with what the area, you know, the area effort this weekend.
Absolutely. A very good showing. And before we take the break, real quick, we did our Cobos Insurance Center tip of the cap on the video. For those who didn't see it, quickly tell the story about Farouk Muhammad.
Yeah, Farouk Muhammad is he is from Shaker Heights or wrestled at Shaker Heights. He was a state place as a freshman, a state alternate last year in a super tough district. He basically took two losses against two guys and went on to place at state. But he transfers to Elyria, so OHSA rules have him sitting on the sideline for the first half of this season. But instead of just, you know, kind of sitting around and waiting to get on the mats, he decided to compete in the Cleveland State Open, which is a college tournament, and wrestled against four college wrestlers. Major decision against Christian Beach from Appalachian State in his opener, 12-0 win. Then lost to Jawan Britton of Michigan State. Beat Jensen Loria of Edinburgh 9-2, and then lost 3-2, a very close match to Nolan Saxon of Central Michigan. So four college wrestlers he went up to as a high school junior, going 2-2 at this Cleveland State Open. Just a nice effort to see a guy saying, no, I'm not just going to wait until I'm ready to wrestle. I'm going to go out there and sharpen my skills. And he was a Super 32 placer preseason tournament. That's just a brutal tournament down there in North Carolina. And he looks like he's ready for some action.
No doubt about it. That's just a great story. That's really, really cool. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout on our weekly wrestling recap. Again this week, a special Wednesday night edition of the recap. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head wrestling coach at North Ridgeville High School. Josh Beeman will stop by and pay us a visit. We'll talk about their terrific showing last week at the JB Firestone Invitational. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap, and it's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We're glad you've dialed in on this Wednesday night on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, and of course online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to this special Wednesday night edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett, who does a fantastic job in covering wrestling for the Chronicle-Telegram. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night edition of the Wrestling Recap Show. And we're glad to have joining us on the phone lines for this segment the head wrestling coach over at North Ridgeville High School, Josh Beeman. As we mentioned during the first segment of the show, boy, North Ridgeville with a strong showing last week at the JB Firestone Invitational over at Black River High School, finishing second out of 13 teams over at that JB Firestone. So we thought it'd be a great week to have Josh Beeman join us here on the Weekly Wrestling Recap. Coach, great to have you in, and obviously congratulations on that finish over at the JB Firestone. Tell the WEOL listening audience about that and how pleased you were with that very strong showing from the Ranger Wrestling program.
Thanks for having me. It was a good tournament for us. We went in with only 9 wrestlers, so it kind of put you against the 8-ball right from the start. But our kids wrestled well. I think a big reason for us that we were able to finish second was our kids came up with a lot of pins, especially in the early rounds, got us some extra team points, and we were able to place 8 out of our 9 wrestlers. So, I mean, that was, I was really happy overall with our performance there.
Coach, a couple of champions, Jared Viancourt at 145, Patrick McGregor at 220. Tell our listeners about their individual performances last week.
Well, Jared is, they're both seniors. Jared is he's someone who really, at the end of last year, really started to turn it on. I think the light bulb kind of went off for him, and really put in a lot of work this offseason. He was going out to a wrestling factory and wrestling some freestyle tournaments and stuff, and he's really one of our most consistent wrestlers, I would say, one of the hardest workers in the room, and it's definitely paid off for him. Patrick at 220, He came in as a freshman. He moved here from North Carolina with, he had only wrestled for half a season before that, just with a kind of a basic wrestling knowledge. But he's a really tough kid, and he's a gamer. He'll win a match 2-1, no problem. He's never out of a match. He's just a really solid kid.
Coach, I said on the we do a weekly video on this, and I kind of mentioned that I was kind of pleasantly surprised by several performances in Lorain County this weekend, and I included North Ridgeville in that. You obviously see these guys all the time, so maybe it's not as big a surprise for you. But were you still somewhat surprised that so many guys kind of stepped up to the mat and, like you said, picked up those bonus points early on to kind of propel you guys into this situation? It had to been, if it was a surprise, it was certainly a pleasant surprise.
I think, it was a little bit of a surprise for me. I mean, not totally. I think we kind of saw as we moved along in the season that a lot of the kids, they're really close to putting this kind of performance together. And, it kind of seemed like everything kind of came together on at one tournament, which, that's how we were able to finish as high as we did. And like I said, Patrick has been, he's been a steady placer at all the tournaments. He took second at AMI Lake. He took third at the Buckeye tournament we were at. Jared's been a placer at all the tournaments, but I think really, they just really were prepared for the tournament. They had a really good week of practice, and we kind of saw that as practice went on last week, and they really were just able to put everything together in one day.
We didn't obviously get to talk with you in the preseason show. Can you kind of just talk a little bit more about some of the other guys? Because me myself, I don't know some of the guys that placed for you. Ronald Jackson, who was a finalist in this tournament at 113 pounds, and some of the other ones. Just kind of go over some of the other guys. Since we didn't really get a chance to kind of talk about those guys yet.
Right, Ronnie's he's a real interesting. 113 pounder. He's a real tall, lanky 113 pounder, and he really he can use that to his advantage sometimes. He really likes locking up that cradle on top, and really works for him most of the time. We have another kid, Jacob Dunston, at 132 pounds. He hasn't wrestled since seventh grade. He likes playing football, and it hasn't worked out for him where he's been getting hurt in football before wrestling season, but he's a really talented wrestler, and he's been doing really well for us. It's, knocking off the rust, I think, of not wrestling since seventh grade. That's I think he's going to really start peaking here in the next couple weeks or so. Matt Carazzi, who took third place, is another junior. He just started wrestling his freshman year. He's another one that, you can see the light bulb kind of coming on for him. He's starting to wrestle through situations. It's, wrestling awareness is what, when you just start wrestling as a freshman in high school, you really don't have that as much as some of these kids have been wrestling since 5 and 6 years old, but he's really been putting in the work here, and you can see that start paying off for him.
Again, we're talking with Josh Beemuth, the head wrestling coach at North Ridgeville High School. He joins us on our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Josh, I wanted to ask you, with Christmas falling on a Monday this year, not a lot of action on the mats going into the weekend, and obviously the kids are on break and so forth. I guess it's kind of a two-part question. Number one, is it a challenge to kind of keep them focused and also to keep them sharp? I know you're in a tournament next week, which we'll talk about in a moment, but how challenging is it around the holiday time?
Well, we do have a tournament coming up this weekend. We're going out to Tiffin, which is a good thing for us because we see a lot of kids there that we don't usually see throughout the year, kind of get that Northwest teams in. And I think it really comes down to a lot of help from, kids like Jared Vinecourt and Jacob Dunston and some of the other kids like Patrick, who kind of act as, coaches in the room to kind of, bring the kids up and also lead by example, because they're, really focused themselves. And that usually kind of permeates throughout the team to kind of help keep everyone on track. And, it's not just, you know, Coach Beamer yelling at them to kind of, you know, work a little harder. It kind of helps when it comes from wrestlers, too.
I was going to kind of mention the fact that you guys are competing at that Tiffin Holiday Tournament this weekend. I think you're the only county team in action before Christmas. It's obviously a good thing, though, because you're coming off this big overall team performance, so it's nice to have that momentum and keep it sharp and stuff like that. But at the same time, does that give you an unusually longer break than most teams from that point to the next time you get on the mats? And what are your kind of thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, our schedule is kind of front-loaded as far as we kind of wrestle every single weekend through the Penn City tournament at the beginning of January, and then we kind of, you know, catch a little break when we're just really mostly focusing on conference duels and double duels. It kind of works out in the fact that we get a lot of that work right away where the kids are really wrestling hard, and then once, you know, January hits, we're kind of be able to, like, if some kids have some bumps and bruises, they're kind of able to rest and everything, and we can, you know, get that work in, you know, maybe with a Saturday practice here and there, and kind of clean up some stuff that we saw during December and kind of work on some things where they need work on.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on our weekly wrestling recap. Again, congratulations on the very nice showing over at the JB Firestone. And as you indicated, on the mats this weekend at Tiffin. So best of luck this weekend at the Tiffin tournament as well.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, right, Josh.
See you later, Josh.
Josh Beamont, right, the head wrestling coach at North Ridgeville, as he joins us on the phone lines. Again, a very nice performance by the Ranger Wrestling Program. So a program that hopefully is on the rise.
Yeah, and like I said, it's really good that they, you know, they happen to be the one team in the county that's competing this weekend at Tiffin Holiday, because they get to immediately kind of capitalize on that momentum they've gained, go out there again, you know, get it going right before Christmas. And like he said, they stay pretty busy, so hopefully they get to keep that ball rolling so that these guys have a little bit of taste of success and then get ready to go right into the Southwestern Conference season.
Now, before you depart for vacation, any wrestling work in the works over at the CT?
I'm going to have a story this week. Every other week we
someone's phone's going off.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I'm gonna have a story, you know, this weekend, and you know, our typical wrestler of the week and honor roll and all that kind of stuff will be going on as well. So, look forward to that. That'll be my last kind of kickoff as I go in. From there, you know, we're going to just kind of have coverage. I know Brad will be covering some of those holiday tournaments, and that's kind of the fun thing is, this Christmas, and it's kind of cruel. I don't know who set up the wrestling season for the winter sports season, because you know, you got Thanksgiving and you've got the Christmas with the cookies and the food, and these poor wrestlers, they can't eat, you know, they can't do any of that. So they, like, the biggest eating holidays are put them in the fall or the spring, when at least there's some heat and they can still easily cut weight and they can, you know, eat a little bit of food. So, but no, the holidays really kind of mess with the schedule a little bit, and so there's gonna be a lot of midweek wrestling next week, and Brad's gonna be covering that, and he'll be talking about that on the show, and he'll be doing some writing for us in the Chronicle. So you're going to be getting a good healthy dose of Brad Bornival's coverage for the Chronicle and for WL.
Good stuff. Well, to you and yours, Sean Bennett, have a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday season. Enjoy that time off and that time in the sun.
For you guys too, for you and your family, and for all the, you know, WL listeners out there, Merry Christmas, and look forward to getting back after in the new year and doing it all over again.
Yeah. By the way, we want to remind you, more high school sports coverage tonight right here on WEOL. We've got girls high school basketball. Rob Polinski making the trip down to Medina County tonight. Rob will have the Buckeye Lady Bucks taking on the Keystone Lady Wildcats. Girls high school hoops coming up at 7 o'clock. But that's going to do it for this week's edition of our wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. For Sean Bennett, Tim Elkhorn, saying once again, have a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday season. And we're glad you dialed in on AM 930 WEOL and on WEOL.com.